tea kettle.
Okay. But the big thing out in the backyard.
What is iron crock? Oh, iron pot.
Okay.
Iron pot.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And something you'd use to cut flowers in the house. Something you put them in would be a
vase.
Okay. And if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone a next to each plate the eating utensils.
Napkin, knife and fork.
Okay. And
spoon.
And if you were serving steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
We only have steak knives.
Okay.
Mm.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash or cleanse.
Okay. And you say, after she washes the dishes, then she wipes them in clear water.
Rinse.
Okay, so you
rinse.
Say she... You say, then she...
Rinse.
Okay. And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Dishcloth. Dishcloth.
Okay, what about when you're drying?
Well, it's a drying cloth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And to bathe your face with, you have a
bath towel or wash rag.
Okay. And something that flour used to come in, if you bought
flour sack.
Okay. What about even bigger than that?
Barrels.
Okay. And the thing that runs around the barrel, the whole
hook.
Wood, what's that?
Hook. Barrel hook.
Okay. What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg.
Okay. Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Yeah.
You know, they had something on it to turn and get the water.
Faucet.
What's that?
Faucet.
Okay. What about something out in your yard that you could hook your hose up to and get the turn to get the water out?
In my yard, I didn't have anything I hooked the hose up to. But I know you have a water hydrant.
Okay.
Hydrant.
And
hydrant.
At the sink, you turn the water on.
Same thing. Hydrant.
Okay. And if you were going to pour something from a big container into a small one to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
Did you ever, people ever make molasses?
I know about molasses.
Do you know how it was made?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear any other name for it besides molasses?
Syrup.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing?
Molasses and syrup in the common term,
mm-hmm.
during the time it was manufactured, is the same.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the stand of molasses?
Mm-hmm.
What about stand of lard? Did you ever hear
mm-hmm.
that? Say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a
whoop.
And if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might have to screw in a new
wick.
Or nowadays, if it's electric, you'd screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And to carry the washout to hang it on the line, nowadays you'd carry it out in a clothes
basket.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to shut it back up, you'd stick in a...
Well, new bottles, you'd put a cap.
Mm-hmm.
CAP.
Was something you could stick down in.
Well, it's quite a stopper.
Okay. And say if you took some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Bushel.
Okay. Do you ever hear any other expression?
For corn?
Mm-hmm. Just referring to a general amount, not a specific amount.
Well, a barrel of corn, a bushel of corn, a peck.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear a turn of corn?
I know. Yeah, sure.
What's that?
Well, a turn is 10,000 pounds, isn't it? Whatever it's 20,000, whatever ton it consists of.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What if you went out and got all the wood you could carry in both your arms? You'd say you had a...
armful.
Okay. And nowadays, if you bought some fruit at the